As part of activities for Workers' Week 2017, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security hosted a panel discussion on the recently tabled Occupational Safety and Health OSH Bill. The Workers' Week panel discussion was under the theme, Preserving Workers' Legacy Through Safety, Health and Well-being. The event featured presentations from tripartite partners, the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, JCTU, and the Jamaica Employers Federation, JEF, looking at the impact of the legislation on businesses and workers. Workers' Week is commemorated in recognition of the 1938 labor uprising that symbolized the birth of collective efforts by Jamaican workers to demand better working conditions and better wages. Workers' Week 2017 is being observed from May 15 to 23 to pay tribute to Jamaican workers and the singularly important role they play in socio-economic development. The week culminates with voluntary community work on National Labor Day, May 23, under the theme, Restore, Preserve, Beautify. Minister of Labor and Social Security Shahini Robinson, in her address, says the panel discussion proved timely in light of the recent tabling of the Occupational Safety and Health Bill.
This landmark statute is expected to significantly improve working conditions in all areas of economic activity by reducing the occurrences and severity of workplace accidents, as referred to by the Honourable Speaker, throughout workplaces in Jamaica, including private homes where domestic workers are employed. In reducing injuries, illnesses, and death on the job, we are seeking to reduce the financial and social costs to workers, employers, and taxpayers.
Minister Robinson says the tabling of the bill is in keeping with the government's commitment to decent and safe work as a member state of the International Labour Organization, ILO.
It has been a long road for this bill, over 20 years, and I was deeply satisfied when I tabled it in Parliament last month, actually on April 4th. A consultative approach was adopted in the drafting process to incorporate reviews and contributions from many stakeholders. This bill has undergone extensive and numerous revisions over the last 20 years, and at some stages it was not even a public document. So I am delighted that we have reached this phase, which allows for public discussion of this nature.
The panel discussion also featured presentations from Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Employers Federation, Brenda Cuthbert, who lauded the ministry on the tabling of the bill.
We are extremely delighted. We look forward to the full promulgation of this act. And I want to explain that as the employers, we have not sat idly by. We have been preparing as well. We are looking forward to the day when this becomes that type of reality. As usual, the Jamaica Employers Federation, which creates an enabling environment for employers and to work closely with the other members of the tripartite, are extremely delighted.
Ms. Cuthbert says health, safety, and well-being are critical components in attaining the development of people, purpose, and growth. The OSH Bill consists of roughly 224 clauses, arranged in 15 parts and accompanied by approximately 10 schedules. Director of the Occupational Safety and Health Department in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Marlon Mohan, gave further insight on the details of the bill.
The main objective of the bill is the prevention of injury and illnesses resulting from conditions at the workplace, protection of the safety and health of workers, promotion of safe and healthy workplaces. Some persons may believe that this safety and health legislation appears quite lengthy because it puts a lot of focus on all the workplace parties, the trade unions, the workers, the employers. However, this opinion may be an expression of our traditional views to legislation vis-a-vis our efforts required for compliance.
Mr. Mohan says, despite the presence of numerous clauses and sections within the OSH bill, it was drafted to ensure ease in the implementation of the safety and health standards and for its effective administration. The bill's core features were also modeled off joint responsibility in the workplace. The Occupational Safety and Health Bill was tabled on Tuesday, April 4, 2017 in Parliament by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shahini Robinson. The legislation is geared at ensuring that every worker enjoys decent conditions of work consistent with their human dignity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.